Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
So aside from a mother who believes in you, what does it take to be mayor in South Africa? And that's, of course, after PA leader Kenny Kuneni now became leader of Johannesburg Metro Municipality. We wanted to understand a little bit more about this. Dr. Samakukle Mbandlwa, who is a political analyst, a very good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning to you, and also good morning to the listeners at home. I'm well, and yourself?
I'm well, thank you. But just, you know, I spend a lot of time shaking my head in wonderment when we see that some of the research and the vetting process was asking his mother and brother if he'd make a good mayor, and then for 2 days now we've got Kenny Kune. What on earth is going on?
Yeah. Thank you for inviting me. We are actually living in a very interesting time where you sleep today with a different situation and then you wake up tomorrow, the things have completely changed.
Mm.
And what is more interesting for me is that there is a serious battle of ideas in the city of Johannesburg. I'm saying this because, you know, there's no mayor that have completed the term of office. In fact, the current term of office from 2021 to 2026, I think there will be a serious problem in the mayorship because there's a battle of ideas. You see, the problem that have been raised by coalition partners are the historical problem which have existed in the city of Johannesburg while the ANC was in charge. And the ANC did not address those issues. Such as the hijacking of the building, because the current acting mayor, I see that today, he has initiated a campaign where he's actually calling all stakeholders to participate in actually evicting people that are in the hijacked building. Now, what really becomes problematic for me is the current acting mayor is just acting for a matter of few days, which is ending today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what will happen if the elected mayor comes in and do something completely different? So it should become a very problematic situation where the acting mayor have taken executive decisions, and then the elected mayor comes and reverse those decisions, or perhaps focus on other things that might not be interesting for the people on the ground. So it's very, very interesting. If you look at it, you'll see that we are in a banana republic. And many people, I was following the Twitter poll, and many people are actually not happy about this decision, particularly of electing, actually appointing Mr. Kunene as the acting mayor. Now, what really becomes problematic for myself and for many citizens is if a mayor is attending an official meeting, Why is the need of that particular mayor, particularly if the mayor is still in South Africa? What is the need of a mayor to appoint an acting mayor?
I was going to ask you that. I mean, it's not like it's a president of a country. You know,
yes.
So what if he's away for 2 days? Surely he's available on his phone. We live in a technological society.
Yes.
Like, does that make any sense? There must be something more to this, surely.
Yeah, exactly. That is the main concern. And I firmly believe that it's just a political football they are playing. In fact, they are actually giving each other opportunities as per the coalition agreement that you might not even know or are aware of, because the coalition agreements happen behind closed doors. So we don't know what was their agreement. So perhaps this is part of the agreement that they had. Because remember, PA is part of the coalition. PA, EFF and ANC. So now, of course, there will be some agreements that were made which we might not be exposed to. Now, because you cannot really appoint an acting mayor for 3 days for that matter, because it really means that all mayors in the country, if they are attending an official meeting, because they always attend meetings. So what if he has to attend a meeting next week in Durban? Then the other week he must go to Eastern Cape. Then the other week he must go to Western Cape. So that will mean that we'll have a mayor that is always appointing an acting mayor whenever he is actually assigned to attend a specific meeting and an official meeting for that matter. Not just, it's not on holiday, and it is also available. And what's really concerning is there is a speaker of the municipality. So the speaker has executive authority. Why can't the speaker be responsible for the municipality while the mayor is away? It's really very problematic because it actually tells us that there are so many things that will happen in the future, particularly between now and 2026, which will be foreign to the system of South Africa that we used to know in terms of the leadership in the municipalities. So these are the things that are very interesting, and I think we should not back down as the communities or as the citizens.
Yeah.
We must raise questions.
It's absolutely fascinating. But what's we don't have a lot of time, but I just want to ask you this question: is what is this? What's happening at the level of the senior ANC? Because now you've got this rotating musical chairs happening in the city of Johannesburg. It's very, very clearly a disaster. There's nobody that can convince anybody really that it's going well, and yet none of them are even ANC party members, and yet the ANC has created this and seems to be allowing it.
Yeah, you know, you are raising a very important and interesting question, because ANC is part of the coalition government. They are actually at the center of the Al-Jama mayors that were elected in the past, even the first one and the second one as well. So now, what really become very problematic in the city of Johannesburg is the city of Johannesburg used to be an economic hub, which I think has actually lost their status long ago. But in the eyes of the people, it's still regarded as the economic hub of the country because of many activities that take place in the city. However, the politicians have actually taken over and they've actually abused all those economic activities that take place in the city. Now, the ANC, of course, will not have a direct response or a direct participation, because remember, in the past, the ANC was in government, so they were leading in the municipality. And the citizens, upon themselves, took a decision that they no longer have faith or confidence in the ANC. They did not give the ANC a mandate to lead the municipality. So, of course, it will be very difficult for the ANC now to be seen as active participants in the coalition, in discussions and in leadership positions, because they were given a responsibility and their faith. Now, I think they are doing this strategically because they want to show to the public that those who the public think are better are actually worse.
So
we'll decide otherwise, you know.
That's it could well be. A cynical but very interesting view. We do need to leave it there. That was Dr. Zama Kuklembandwa, who is a political analyst, always bringing us a very interesting perspective.